Morning. It's 11 minutes before 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Peter Apathy, and this is Raven News. A new state-mandated evaluation system will hold everyone, teachers and administrators, accountable for student performance beginning next fall. The Sitka School Board Tuesday night got its first look at web-based software that will follow the progress of teachers over the course of the school year. But just how far poor student outcomes can drag down a teacher's evaluation remains a big question mark. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Revised teacher evaluations are just one part of a three-part strategy to improve schools. The other two are the new Common Core curriculum, which Alaska has adopted with some modifications and calls the Alaska Standards, and online student testing. The Common Core and teacher evaluations will both be piloted in the coming school year. Blatchley Assistant Principal Robin Taylor, who has been promoted to Assistant Superintendent beginning this summer, is leading the effort to adopt new evaluation methods with a committee of teaching staff and fellow administrators. Teacher evaluations are nothing new. In fact, they're one of the largest responsibilities of a building administrator. Vocational teacher Tim Pike accompanied Taylor and Kikuchihin principal Casey Demert to Kodiak and Kenai last week to see the new tool in action.
So the observation piece isn't the piece that's got everybody spooked. It's the, what is this data piece going to look like? And so the state is pushing forward on it, but that is going to be a big question for all of us going forward.
The data piece is student performance. In 2017, when the new evaluation system is fully implemented, 20% of a teacher's rating will be based on so-called student data. In 2018, 30%. In 2019, 50%. Superintendent Steve Bradshaw has always been skeptical of student assessment. He urged the board and the evaluation committee members to remain focused on student growth.
The key piece to education is to continue to have the kids build their dreams on what they want to become and how that education ties into those dreams. And it's tough to be a dream builder as a teacher or as a principal or as a superintendent if you're not looked at in a positive manner.
Bradshaw said it was important for the board to reach out into the community and set the standard for a good education locally, regardless of what the rest of the world is doing. Or, he said, it could really get ugly in 2019. Board member Tim Fulton agreed, let's not chase the data piece, he said, and lose the rest of it. The evaluation program is called iObservation and offers two different approaches to teacher evaluation based on the work of Robert Marzano and Charlotte Danielson. The committee has opted to go with the Marzano model, which they agreed would best suit the Sitka district. Robin Taylor did a sample evaluation for the board and demonstrated the dozens of criteria that teachers will be checked off on. She said that she had worked with one teacher in Blatchley who responded favorably to the new approach. But Taylor also said that it's unfair when students don't succeed to point fingers exclusively at classroom teachers.
There are so many factors outside of that 8-hour school day window that we can't control. We don't know how many kids are going home and the sixth grade sibling is the caregiver having to make sure that the kids, their younger siblings are fed and bathed and put in bed in time. They may not have time to even sit down and read that book for 20 minutes.
Taylor said implementing the new evaluation method will take time, energy, and money. Board President Lon Garrison wondered aloud if evaluations would change the fundamental duties of school principals. He asked, will we have to change our management model? Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
The Alaska House of Representatives has approved a bill championed by Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins. The bill would symbolically recognize 20 Alaska Native languages as official state languages. House Bill 216 passed on a 38-0 vote. With less than a week to go in this year's legislative session, the Senate's State Affairs Committee will hear the bill today. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Supporters clapped from the gallery as lawmakers pounded their desks in approval after House Speaker Mike Chenault announced the bill had passed.
Committee substitute for House Bill 216, State Affairs, has passed the House.
Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins, HB 216's prime sponsor, said in a House floor speech that even if the bill is largely symbolic, it's still important to honor native languages.
EAC is one of the languages recognized in this bill. The last fluent speaker of EAC passed away 5 short years ago. There are several other languages that are on the brink, have just a handful of fluent speakers left in Alaska.
Christ Tompkins said he hopes to someday learn Tlingit, one of 3 indigenous languages in southeast Alaska. Representative Charisse Millett, an Anchorage Republican and co-sponsor of the legislation, said her only regret in life is that she never asked her Inupiaq grandmother to teach her the language.
She told me stories of fish camps and told me stories of moving from town to town to live a subsistence lifestyle, picking berries, but I never learned the language.
Millett said she hopes recognizing the state's original languages will empower young people to overcome the shame her grandmother and mother felt about being Alaska Native.
To engage in conversation, learn the language that their heritage of their elders, learn the stories of what Alaska was, so they know how to make Alaska a better place.
The legislature's only fluent speaker of an Alaska Native language is Representative Benjamin Nagiak, a Barrow Democrat, who delivered about half of his remarks in Inupiaq.
Una, House Bill 216. Kwarinyak takput, akoktoniak takput, akoktok kugoloiki lipsigunun.
Nagiak said the bill acknowledges indigenous languages have been spoken in Alaska since before European contact.
Most of our languages are still alive, and we need to continue to make sure that those languages thrive and survive.
After some Republicans on the House State Affairs Committee received HB 216 skeptically last month, a section was added to clarify that it does not require governments to conduct business in languages other than English, currently the only official state language. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.
Students from Sitka were among 500 young musicians from all over Southeast Alaska who brought their instruments and voices to Ketchikan last weekend for Music Festival. It's an event that rotates through Ketchikan, Juneau, and Sitka each year. KRBD's Emily Files visited the festival on its last day.
Walking through the halls of K-Hi on Saturday, I heard sounds like this. And this. The whole building echoes with jazz, a cappella, even opera.
There are 600 students, including K-High's 125. There's 12 schools, all from Southeast Alaska.
Ed Klein is K-High Activities Director. He said Music Fest has been happening ever since he attended K-High a few decades back. Here are the schools that participate.
Juno Douglas, Thunder Mountain, Craig, Haynes, Hoona, K-High, Klawock, Metlakatla, Mount Edgecombe, Petersburg, Sitka, and Wrangell.
From those 12 schools, there are almost 40 different bands and choirs that performed. Sitka music teacher John D. Pilatus has been teaching in Southeast Alaska for 8 years.
What's wonderful about Southeast is that all our kids know each other, they all house together, and so when we get to a festival like this, it's a meeting of old friends, and they get upset when they don't get to hear each other perform, and it's just what it should be about, which is kids doing a great job making music and supporting each other.
Each day of the 3-day festival starts with a series of short performances from choirs and bands. For example, the Petersburg Jazz Band. Dick Elliott is one of the 4 adjudicators who are all music professionals from the Lower 48. Elliott is Associate Director of Bands at George Fox University in Oregon. He's done a lot of adjudicating for high school bands, but he's never been to Southeast Alaska before.
I look at their size of their high school and it says there's 143 kids in the high school. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, they're going to be lucky if they have 10 or 11 in a band. And then they come in with something like this and it just absolutely blows you away.
After the morning of performances and adjudicating, clinics are next. Katie Gagini and Kim Stone are music teachers in Ketchikan. On Saturday, they led a Fun with Opera clinic.
What we really want to try to portray to kids is how there's a lot of elements to singing, but one that's super important is emotion. So today we're going to be talking about all the elements of emotion and how it adds character to the piece.
Gajini and Stone sang the same meow-filled song several times with different emotions to get their point across. Each night of the festival wraps up in another series of choir, orchestra, and band concerts. Corbin Storms is a Mount Edgecombe student. She summed up her favorite part of the entire festival.
The moment when, like, you can tell that the people are really into it and you kind of get chills on the back of your neck.
And here's another Sitka student, Darian Scarborough.
I think being a music student, brings, like, a lot of joy to people, because jazz and, like, choirs and everything, like, I don't know, there's just something about it that makes people, like, feel better inside.
Next year's Music Fest will be hosted in either Sitka or Juneau. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.
And that's all for Raven News for this hour. You can listen to or read most Raven News stories again on our website. That's kcaw.org. You can also read comments on our stories on Facebook. Just click on the Facebook link. No registration or login is required. It's coming up on 8:01 on this Thursday, April 17th. You're listening to Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. NPR is next. Thanks for joining me. Hope you can stick around for our interview at 8:18. Have a great day.